15% off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. Make painting easier by using a one-coat product. Grand Distinction is an interior paint and primer in one that will give your home a fresh, updated look. Right now, get 15% off Pittsburgh products and all the painting supplies you can fit inside the bag through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
The Doha Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. My name is Winston Taki. Let's settle for the details. The World Bank Board has approved $250 million for Ghana to help support the recovery of the financial sector. This will target banks and other financial institutions hit by the Domestic Debt Exchange Program. The funding will be part of the World Bank's support for the Ghana Financial Stability Fund. Senior economist at the World Bank Group, David Elmale, earlier told Joy Business from Washington, D.C., USA, that they are committed to supporting Ghana's economic recovery.
You know, there is this series of budget support loans that I have mentioned. There is the operation to support the stability of the financial sector. But the bank is currently engaged and will engage in many more areas. The bank is also preparing a dedicated operation to support the energy sector and its financial viability. There are operations to support MSMEs, small businesses, help them thrive and develop and grow bigger and generate jobs.
David Emale is a senior economist at World Bank Group. Government says it is working to achieve a closer economic ties with Kenya to help connect with the East African market and parts of Asia. Ghana last year established a trade house in Kenya as part of efforts to promote Ghanaian products and services to the East African market. Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam is the Minister of Finance and has been speaking in an interview with Radio Africa Group in Nairobi, Kenya, on the sidelines of the African Development Bank's annual general meetings.
We are seeking to also increase trade relations. Already I know that there's increased trade in apparel between Ghana and Kenya. And so there is room to improve, and I will urge the business community in Ghana and in Kenya to continue to talk more to each other. I think it won't be far-fetched if I visit here with a group of business people on a trade mission to Kenya to have directions on how we can work together and then trade amongst ourselves.
That was Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam speaking to Radio Group in Nairobi, Kenya, on the sidelines of the African Development Bank annual meetings. Moving on, financial analyst Dr. Benjamin Amoah has proposed the promulgation of a clear policy that will outline how the Bank of Ghana will use gold to support the stability of the cedi against the dollar. He made the assertion after the Vice President, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, suggested that the precious metal must be used to help stabilize the cedi. Dr. Amoah said such a decision must be backed with a policy that will show the exact role of the Bank of Ghana.
Are we going to cede the monetary responsibility of managing the forex to another agency, or Bank of Ghana is going to add it to what they are already doing? If you're talking about a mixture of currencies, that is not just gold. And so BOG itself, as we speak now, is overburdened with deposit-taking institutions, industries, responsibility. We want to now add on not just demand and supply aspect of currency management, but then commodity aspect to BOG's responsibility. We need to look at it again.
That was Dr. Benjamin Amoah, financial analyst. Now, leading consumer goods manufacturer Nestle has reiterated its commitment to support its partners in the distribution of products amidst the difficult economic times. Addressing the media at a ceremony to award its top five distributors in 2023, Corporate Communications and Public Affairs Manager at Nestle, Deborah Kwabena, stated that the company will continue to operate in Ghana despite the economic difficulties.
We all live in this country. We know how challenging it has been for us as a country. And as a business, we live in the market. Our distributors are also impacted with all the market issues that we have. Now, donation of trucks is one way of mitigating the shocks, because this is an award. And the capital that you would have used to acquire this truck, we have given it to you as an award. And so it goes directly into the business. We believe in Ghana. Nestle believes in Ghana. We continue to invest in this economy. And we are not going anywhere.
Deborah Kwabla is a Corporate Communications and Public Affairs Manager at Nestle. Now, in other stories, Edgefields Limited has debunked assertions that the operations of its proposed supply assurance and risk management system called the Stock Track is a duplication. Their response comes on the back of a reportage which suggests that National Petroleum Authority, NPA, is engaging another firm for a revenue assurance exercise. Addressing the media to explain its operations, Chairman of Edgefields, Senior Hoshi, explained that StockTrack will only provide supply chain assurances.
So just go to StockTrack, straight to the point. All StockTrack is doing is to create a central data execution nexus for the entire supply chain in the sector. So make life very simple for everyone. Today, the MPA is responsible for supply. Now, there are different actors in the supply chain who have different activities that would affect our ability to sustain supply in our country. Our activities are really focused on trying to optimize the fundamentality of the industry at any point in time.
Senior Hoshi is the chairman of Edgefields Limited. On today's Business Journal, we'll tell you how some small businesses are trying to enter an international market with a high cost of packaging and branding.
Africa money, not everyone they drop. Our money, not everyone they drop.
Product packaging serves as a reflection of the product inside and the brand as a whole. As consumers become more conscious of the environmental impact of their choices, there is a growing demand for sustainable packaging solutions. While there are clear benefits to using sustainable packaging, there are also challenges that brands need to navigate.
Okay, with packaging, we want to go eco-friendly. So because of that, we decided to use glass. And there are so many challenges that this comes with, because sometimes you don't even get the packages here in Ghana. So you have to imports, and if you want to get it to here in Ghana, it is very expensive with taxes and all those things. Yeah.
So you mean you guys import this
we sometimes import and get it locally, but those who even buy it locally, buy it and sell it to us, they import. Yeah.
It's expensive.
Super expensive.
Yes, the cars are made in Ghana and we buy them here. We don't import. It's very expensive. It's very expensive. It's only made in Ghana, but it's not that blessed. It's very expensive.
Okay, so when it comes to the packaging, we thought of it as to how does this product fit into the usage?
These SMEs are unhappy with the state of the economy. They are bemoaning the high import charges on their imported packages for the product they produce.
The duty, everything is like duty, and we buy them in dollars. So as soon as the dollar goes up, then it's really expensive.
Something you get right there in Ghana is being sold in dollars.
Yes, please.
And how is that affecting your operations?
It's really affecting us because I think early this year we couldn't produce for like 3 months because the dollar was going very high. So we couldn't produce, yes. We are like, we've stopped producing now. Yeah, because the way the cans are going up, the price are going up, is too much.
There are people who want this. We segmented the market and we want people who are supporting the environment. So because of that, we are trying to go eco-friendly. So people actually purchase this because of how we package it. And knowing very well that it is glass, and with glass, it's difficult for honey, the glass content to leach into the honey.
Facility depreciation is not left out in the operations of these small and medium enterprises.
I think if it can be sold in cities for us, I think it would be better. Yes, because what we know is it's made in Ghana, but we are buying it in dollars. Yes, and paying duty and everything, it costs a lot. Yes, yes, because if there is no work, like you're just there, what are you doing? Yes.
So what you have in stock now, how many months can it take? Can it take you to the end of the year since you intend not to produce again?
No, it can't. If, let's say, the dollar comes like 10 cedis or like 11 cedis, that one will be much better. But 14 cedis going to 15 cedis, no. It's too much for us.
Sustainable packaging materials can sometimes be more expensive or less readily available than traditional materials. However, with advancements in technology and increased awareness, more sustainable options are becoming accessible to businesses, making it easier to adopt eco-friendly practices. James Echen's report for Joy Business.
Our money, not everyone the job. Yeah, president, the job.
That is the end of the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial Assurance, Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection. This is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life and just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God! Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly, and you can be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 months draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash of multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point, or via Ecobank Mobile to stand the chance of winning. Other prizes include 4 vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from May to July 31st, 2024. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 Ghana cedis deposit earns you an entry into the EMD draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. My name is Winston Taki. Game plan is next.
Ah! We not say problem day, but you for chop life. Simply deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your EcoBank account at your nearest branch, Express Point, or through EcoBank Mobile to win your share of over 1 million cedis in prizes in the EcoBank Million Gang promo, EMG. Be one of over 7,000 people to be rewarded.
Hey, my God.
Yes, so over 7,000 people go chop soft life from May to July 31, 2024. Be an EcoBank customer or be square. Remember, every 500 Ghana Cedi deposit earns you a point for the EcoBank Million Gang today. EMG. Deposit today and win your share of 1.2 million in cash and prizes. A better way to enjoy life. A better way. A better Africa. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank.
This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.